The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one, from education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation. This program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. We're located at 25 North 14th Street, downtown San Jose, and you can reach us via the web at blackchamber.com. In studio with me is my good friend, producer, and co-host, Mr. Carl Big Papa Welch.
Yeah, I love it when you call me Big Papa. How you doing today, man?
We're doing fantastic. Carl, we have a young lady on the line.
Yes.
That is, I'm excited to just jump into this because she's got so much stuff going on. I've been knowing her for about 5-10 years. I won't say longer than that. But Lisa Riley, how are you doing today, Lisa?
Yes, sir. I am phenomenal. I'm talking to two handsome gentlemen.
Well, one, of course.
If you just say Carl, both of us will answer.
Yeah, we both got the face for radio, but thank you.
Exciting to talk about Black travel.
Oh, man. And before we get on Black travel, Lisa, I knew you years back when you were doing exclusively single events. And
yep.
How did Lisa Riley become who she is today?
Lisa Riley has always been an entrepreneur at heart, growing up in Richmond, Cali.
Go on, girl.
Parties and celebrating. And you know how your parents, they invite everybody over and they're playing cards and hanging out. And so that just evolved into a entrepreneur mentality. But coming to Silicon Valley, of course, you have to work and have a livelihood. But I wanted to put together events for single adults in the San Jose area. So I did that for a few years while I was working at Council on Aging. Managing.
Do you remember what? I hate to stop you and interrupt you. I want you to go back to that. But do you remember what year that was when you were doing exclusively single thing?
It was around the 90s.
That was in the 90s?
It was around the 90s.
Because, you know, that is like the way when people go online to meet people. You could have.
Exactly.
But go ahead, Lisa. I'm sorry.
You're right. It could have evolved in. I could have been a bazillionaire right about now if I had continued on with that, because there was nothing online yet. Everything was on the phone, and it was a very niche market. But did you forget I used to model for you?
I didn't want to say that.
He was telling me about it before we went on the air, Lisa. We're gonna talk about that one. Believe me,
Carl never lets me forget about it.
We're gonna talk about that one.
But go ahead, Lisa. You were telling us how you became Lisa Riley today.
Exactly. And so, moving on to how I got into the One Degree of Separation travel and events. I was a technical recruiter for a large corporation here in Silicon Valley, actually doing IT, cybersecurity, recruiting. Last year, 2017, I did my dream trip to Paris, France.
Mm.
I took about 11 sisters with me. We did high-end limos, high-end restaurants, the Louvre, Black Paris.
Wow.
We went on the Black Paris tours, which really raised my consciousness and awareness about how we as a people have made a contribution to this world, to other countries, and around the world and the African diaspora. And I came back home from the trip, you know, just blown away, and then got laid off.
That's how it usually works.
I was typically people are sad, but I was really happy because God was directing me, and this gave me an opportunity to think for myself. We usually think for other people when we're for other people in other companies, and this gave me an opportunity to use my creativity. And at first, I was just going to do travel groups. Actually, I had another trip to Paris and Italy this year, but I postponed that because I decided I want to educate African Americans and people of color on the travel experience, how we have made an impact around the world, and to step outside of our fear, step outside of our box, and explore the possibilities and raise our consciousness and awareness about other cultures and the contributions we have made as African Americans around the world. I mean, I just Ricky Stevenson, who has the Black Paris Tour organization in Paris, she started this. I had her come to the Afro Center a couple of years ago and do a presentation. We had about 80 people there, and it was just a phenomenal presentation. So she started this.
Now,
I have to blame her.
Now, when you guys talk about Black Paris, are you talking about Black folks going to Paris, or are you talking about those Blacks that were in Paris, like Josephine Baker and W.B. Du Bois?
Yeah, absolutely. The Black Renaissance, Josephine Baker. I mean, she was a hero in Paris.
Yes, she was.
She had a hero's funeral. She was a spy for France.
Yeah.
The Black soldiers, the Black musicians, the writers, the authors. I mean, just phenomenal. But also, I learned about the architectural design, and when Paris was built, it was built on Egyptian influence.
Well, there's a lot of
architecture.
Yeah, there's a lot of property worldwide, especially universities that are built on Egyptian influence with the triangles and the pillars and the whole university structure nationwide is built on Egyptian influence, and that's something that people don't know
about. How many African Americans know that, Carl?
Yeah, exactly. If you look at the dollar bill, the almighty dollar. They got three or four of the biggest symbols on the dollar bill that are Egyptian.
But we're not taught that. We're kept in the dark.
Yep.
And it's our time to come out and learn and grow and raise our consciousness about what we've contributed to this world.
Yeah. And you're a good person, a great person to be able to express that. You speak well, and not just intelligently, but you speak softly, but very succinct and precise to where people can, they don't feel threatened by your conversation about African-Americans and the diaspora. Like some people get threatened by when I talk about it, cause I speak with such a harsh voice. You speak so softly, but very confidently and respectfully. And I think when I hear you speak about things like that, and especially when I listen to your blogs on Facebook, it carries me. And you have that way of convincing and speaking to people in that way.
No, I'm passionate.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm passionate about my people. I'm passionate about how God is growing me and transforming me and helping me move beyond my fear to go to the next level and empower people. This is about my journey too. This is about my growth and my expanding my mind and my heart and my soul. And I carry that through to other people that I come in contact with. That's part of my role, I believe, here while I'm here.
Now, is that a part? You say that's a part of your walk. Is that part of your daily walk? Is that something? Because I know part of your Facebook, you have that First Corinthians, and you talk about love and eating and praying and travel. Is that your mantra?
That's my mantra, brother.
There you go.
That's my mantra. We got so much hate going on. We were conditioned with negativity, and we have to recondition our minds and our spirits. And what a better way to talk about travel and something exciting and step outside of our comfort zone and our negativity and empower one another with some beautiful stuff. And people are doing this stuff all over the world. It's our time. And I want to touch those people that are, I'm afraid. No, you don't have to be afraid, because I'm doing it, and I'll hold your hand, and we can do this together. Okay. I will connect you with speakers that have done it around the world, and they're bringing their knowledge to you, their information to you. Or here's my brother and sister. We got a brother over in Italy right now that has a B&B, a brother that we went to San Jose State with, right, y'all? Chris McNeely.
Yeah.
He has a B&B in Italy.
Wow.
He owns it. You know, looking at brothers and sisters around the world that own their own businesses, we can do this. This is part of our path. And Chris, so I want to inspire and empower people and expose them to what is out there.
Well, you know, I want to ask you about, you're doing travel, but you're also going to do an event tonight over at, what, Sonesta Hotel? And it's, what's that about? Tell us about, and it's OD, ODOS is your company's name.
1 degree of separation. We are no longer 6 degrees of separation. Mm. We are now 1 degree of separation. The first degree is the closest.
Mm.
So
but tonight,
we are one family. We are a unit. We're all connected. 1 degree of separation, my business, Travel and Events, incorporates travel. It also incorporates events that I use to empower people. And on Saturday,
tonight,
23rd at 5 p.m., that's Saturday.
That's tonight.
Oh, tonight, yeah.
That's tonight. And we got to be in white, huh? Tell me about this white
That's
party.
Right.
Yeah.
You better get your white clothes on. And I am bringing my influencers to the table, friends that I've had over the years to come to the table and help me build my network, help me build my business. And we have the phenomenal Terry Wiley.
A hey, Fi.
Okay.
Sorry.
Attorney in Alameda County. It's from San Jose. They're old friends of mine. He and his twin brother, Gary.
Yeah.
And he is also running for the National Bar Association.
The president.
President-elect.
Wow. Yep.
Wow, man.
That's my frat.
He will be my special guest.
Yeah, but you know, you got about 30 seconds to talk about the chef. I want to talk about the cornbread.
Well, let's talk about that when we come. Let's talk about that when we come back, because I want to hear more about
soul
all that myself.
Soul food.
Well, why don't we do this then, Carl? Said, well, why don't we leave that right there, and we're gonna hit it on the way back. Stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
This is Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com, or call 408-288-8806. Now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Yeah, welcome back. Speaking of brick houses, we're speaking to Miss Lisa Riley. You guys don't know her the way I do, but if you did, we can have a longer conversation. Lisa Riley, the social network specialist, the director of 1 Degree of Separation and more. Lisa, we just got to be talking about your event, 1 Degree of Separation. We talked about black travel in Paris and the diaspora. In the break, we were beginning to talk, and so I want to hear more about you talking about your organization that wanted to get into import-export, working with China. I mean, you're all over the place, man, and you're a professional at it.
Man, I thought he was going to talk about the food. He told me he wanted to talk about the food.
See, I'm on a diet, man.
Okay.
I'm on a diet. We can talk about the food as long as we can get to that, because I want to know about Black Paris.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the food, and then we get to Black Paris. No. Okay.
And then the jazz clubs. I want to know if you've been to those jazz clubs in Paris, because then we got to talk about that style that you go to. So tell us a little bit about the food.
So the Sonesta Hotel is the old Beverly Heritage Hotel, and I've been working with them over the past year. And they have a chef from Atlanta, Chef Don Cherry. And on my previous event, he got down with some soul food buffet, and this time he's going to do fried chicken, greens, cornbread, and some mac and cheese.
See, this is why I didn't want to talk about the food. I'm getting hungry now.
So this is also an homage to Chef, because he's going back to Atlanta. They couldn't keep him, of course. Cost of living here. But we're going to get down with some soul food, have our special guests, have some some jazz music.
And where is it going to be at again? You may want to give the address and a way for people to call you, so you know people may try to make those last minute reservations. Tell them what they need to do.
They can go to Eventbrite and sign up for the ODOS Under the Stars Soul Food event. And it will be for today, June the 23rd at 5 p.m. outdoor. And the address is 1820 Barber Lane, Milpitas, California, 95035.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. It's going to be a beautiful event tonight. So if you guys are out and want to get out and get your white on and come out and enjoy an evening with the incredible Miss Lisa Riley and her networking organization, go meet Frat Terry Wiley and Jerry Wiley. Jerry's going to be there, right? You said also.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
twins, and they do look just alike. And so tell us a little bit about your relationship with Jerry.
Terry and Jerry, I knew them back in the college days. And we used to hang out and party, probably at Carl's party.
Yeah.
back in the Salem.
The 30-plus days.
And then I would see Terry, and I'd be flying different places, you know, for work, whatever. And I'd see Terry in the airport. And so we just maintained that connection over time. And there's some really, really good brothers. And Jerry is a IT director for a company in China. And so we're going to have some discussions about trips to China, to Hong Kong, and also international importing and exporting, because I think we as a community need to learn more about business in other countries.
Right.
And so I have a grand scheme and potential collaboration that I'm going to be putting together in the future, looking at importing, exporting over to China and some of the other countries as well. So,
any product and all products? Any products and all products?
I have a secret product that I don't want to divulge.
Okay.
Okay. I'm working on another website, which I'll be able to sell in other countries' designs that I'm working on. I have three other streams of income that I'm working on right now. You guys are going to be proud of me. I'm very
resourceful. You're very resourceful.
Yeah, very. And it's a good thing, too, to be able to be creative and innovative, but also make money at it, right?
Yeah, that's very important, Lisa, and working with the Chambers of Commerce, that's the main thing we always talk to people about. If you're not making money at it, you really want to look at it, because if it's not making money, it's really a hobby. One of the things that you were talking about, and I just want to dive into it for a second, is because you, a black woman with vision, you know, how would you give advice to other black women who have vision? You know, what would you say to them about how they can get connected and get started?
Prayer first.
Yeah, I believe that.
Pulling together a network of people that will empower you, pulling together your influencers that believe in your vision, finding coaches, not just one coach, multiple coaches, but the right coaches. So that means vetting people, because you don't want anybody in your space. And I'm putting all the money I get, I'm putting it back into my business. And so you need a strong network of other women that are visionaries also, because your friends, if you're changing and evolving and other people are not moving forward, they will bring you down or project negativity. And it's just because they don't understand, right? So you've got to make sure your circle, your environment, you have the right entrepreneurs in the circle around you to keep you prayed up, lifted up, and keep that technical support around you and expertise around you. And keep looking. I'm always looking. I'm always reading. I'm even looking at the sharp millennials coming up in AfroTech and their skills and ability. So there's a lot of awesome resources out there for us. It's our turn, ladies.
I was going to ask you about that, the difference between millennials and us baby boomers. Do you think that there's a way that we can all relate to each other, or is there some way we need to sit down and kind of learn how to communicate with each other? Can we travel together? What do you think about the difference between millennials and baby boomers?
First of all, baby boomers need to wake up. We need to become woke. Mm-hmm. We need to become aware of the opportunities. I think some of us are resigning ourselves to, okay, I'm old and there's nothing else left, when the sky is the limit. And I see these millennials doing some profound things, and I am trying to reach out and build that bridge and build that communication and build those relationships. There's the Black Professional Network here in Silicon Valley that mm-hmm. is evolving primarily of millennials from Silicon Valley, from wow. Google, from Facebook, from yeah. all the major companies. And I'm trying to build relationships with them. I'm trying to identify speakers, travel speakers. A lot of them are from other countries.
Yeah.
And pulling those resources together to enhance my business and my mission on travel and entrepreneurialism. So I also have two interns. I have two college millennial interns right now working with me on some projects for one degree of separation.
Well, you also run with an incredibly powerful crowd of powerful Black women like Charlotta Carter and Shelley Archambault. I mean, you run with a serious crowd there.
Charlotta Carter is brilliant
yes.
and forward thinking, and I'm blessed to have her as my mentor in my circle. I'm still trying to catch up with Shelley. She's fast.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some powerful sisters in this community, and we all need to sit down and brainstorm on how we can strengthen women of color entrepreneurial yeah. efforts.
So how do you
hidden people?
Yeah, what do you think about Mayor London Breed?
She's the bomb.
Yeah.
Can we get her down here? We need to get her down here to talk to women of color. I mean, I think that, I mean, she's such an inspiration. She's a fighter. And every day I tell myself, get up, you got to keep fighting if something didn't go a certain way. And, you know, certain days I'm blessed. Other days there's some little negative surprises, but I have to keep it moving because I have a vision and a dream. London had a vision and a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So she's an excellent role model. I commend her.
Well, it's very important, and we're glad you're sharing that. And I want to talk about your business again, because people need to get that branding in their mind, ODOS. And that stands for what?
One degree of separation.
And so everybody's
no longer 6 degrees of separation. We are now so closer
degree.
Than we've ever been in our relationships and communication and uniting as one. But we got to get some stuff out the way.
Mm-hmm. And so this event we're having tonight, you're having tonight at the Sonesta Hotel, the White Party. Mm-hmm. If folks want to come and get connected and learn what you're doing about some of the marvelous thing you're going to be doing, the Black Paris trip. And you said you want to have like an expo, right? A black travel expo. Did you say a little bit about that, or do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So I have a couple of projects coming up in the next year. And in May of 2019, we are going to partner with travel organizations across the country. I'm reaching out to Black Travel Movement, Nomadness. I was with a sister this morning who is a travel entrepreneur on the high end. She has big events all around the world. I'll be looking to partner with these individuals. Do a call for speakers, presenters, do a call for vendors, all things Black travel. And that will be May the 18th, 2019 here in the Silicon Valley area.
Wow. If people want to get in touch with you, Lisa, about not only that, but all the other stuff you do, we got about 30 seconds. Can you give them either Facebook, a website, phone numbers, whatever you like for folks to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Everybody can email me at info@odostravel.com. That's info@odos, one degree of separation, travel.com, or give me a call at 408-417-2242. And that's here in the San Jose area.
Well, Carl, tonight we're going to go see her. I'm going to put something on. I'm going to get my white outfit on, Jack, and I'm going to the Sonesta Hotel in Milpitas, and it's ODS, Under the Stars. You've been listening to Lisa, ODOS, Under the Stars, right, with Lisa Ryder.
Under the Stars.
That's right.
Right.
We're going to bring you back on again, Lisa. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Carl, you going to wear that fedora, white fedora hat?
Maybe not. But anyway, we look forward to seeing you tonight. We thank you, Lisa, for being a part of our show. You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections. Thank you.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected. Silicon Valley Business Connections.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.